This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu presented the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. Journalist P. Narayanan was awarded the Padma Vibhushan in the category of Literature and Education, and former judge K.T. Thomas was given the Padma Vibhushan in Social Work. Former tennis player Vijay Amrit Raj, actor Mammootty and playback singer Alka Yagnik received the Padma Bhushan Award. This year, the government had announced a total of 131 Padma Awards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed Nagrik Devo Bhava and urged officers to keep citizens at the center of governance. Interacting with 183 officer trainees of the IAS 2024 batch who have been attached as assistant secretaries in various ministries and departments in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi called upon young civil servants to lead India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister urged the young civil servants to dedicate themselves to nation building with a strong sense of purpose, innovation and citizen-centric governance. Chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Administrative Reforms Commission, Pramod Jain, called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. During the meeting, the Governor underscored the vital role of the Administrative Reforms Commission in strengthening governance and enhancing public service delivery in the state. He emphasized that the Commission's recommendations should focus on promoting greater accountability, ensuring transparency in government functioning, and improving administrative efficiency through meaningful civil service reforms. The Governor also advocated the adoption of merit-based performance evaluation systems to encourage excellence, professionalism and integrity in public service. Health Minister Bhimrao Wage on Monday inaugurated the state tele-radio hub along with a radiology information system and picture archiving and communication system at Tomoriva Institute of Health and Medical Sciences in Nahalagan. Implemented under the National Health Mission, the initiative aims to create a statewide digital radiology network linking hospitals and health centers across Arunachal Pradesh with expert radiologists. Under the new system, X-rays, CT scans and other radiological images generated at remote healthcare facilities can be securely transmitted online for expert interpretation and reporting, significantly reducing delays in diagnosis. The Naharlagan police have arrested the prime accused in a ₹34.33 crore alleged investment fraud case involving forged government documents, impersonation and false claims of the high-level political and bureaucratic connections, police said on Monday. The accused, identified as 41-year-old Rishiraj Borkokoti of Guwahati in Assam, was arrested on 20 June while police also seized 5 mobile phones and a luxury vehicle worth around ₹1.5 crore during the operation. Nahalagan Superintendent of Police Dr. Nyelam Nyega said the case was registered at the Bandadewa Police Station following a complaint lodged by Rajesh Agarwal. Appealing to the public to remain vigilant, Nega advised citizens to verify all claims of government approvals or official patronage through authorities concerned and avoid relying solely on social media or digital communications. He further urged people to immediately report suspicious investment proposals or fraudulent activities to the nearest police station. The second district-level monitoring committee meeting for the financial year 2026 to 2027 was held today at the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Tawang, under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.